With more than 90% of the popular vote tallied late Wednesday night, South Korean election officials said former Seoul Mayor Lee Myung-bak has about 48% of the day's votes. Campaign officials at the headquarters of Lee Myung-bak's Grand National Party erupted into cheers earlier Wednesday as national news networks forecasted his landslide victory. Outgoing President Nomu-hyun phoned Lee with a congratulatory message soon after the election's results became clear. Mr. Lee, a former Seoul mayor and corporate chairman, has promised to cut taxes, double per capita income, and boost South Korea's growth rate from the current 4% to 7%. He has also said he will take a more business-like approach toward South Korean aid and investment in North Korea.
저는 국민들에게 매우 겸손한 자세로, 매우 낮은 자세로 국민을
Lee told supporters at his party's headquarters he would serve the Korean people humbly and follow their strongest wish to revive the country's economy from what he describes as a state of turmoil. That economically focused message has proven extremely popular among South Koreans, who blame outgoing President Nomu-hyun for stalling growth and business activity. Average voters say supporting Lee was all about improving economic opportunity. Ji Sung-yong, a taxi driver in his 40s, says he supported Lee because he saw no other option for reviving the economy. Lee's closest challenger, United New Democratic Party candidate Chung Dong-yong, received about 27% of the popular vote. Independent candidate Lee Hui-chang garnered about 15%. Lee's double-digit poll leads have persevered through months of allegations he once engaged in fraud and stock manipulation. South Korean prosecutors cleared him last week of formal charges, but lawmakers approved an independent counsel investigation of the matter this week. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.